Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Anyway, one of my viewers requested I do a video about the super posh accent, but actually do it in that pucker accent, not just my ordinary accent, which I know is fairly pucker. So I suppose that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to sort of turn up the plum factor several steps. So here we go. Oh my God, it's going to ring false because it's not my real accent. Oh my God, it's going to ring false because it's not my real accent. So I'm trying to explain how to do it, obviously going back a few decades. And there's something about the vowels. They talk about clipped vowels. Think of a 1940s newsreel, but then it can't be simply a totally reactionary. I'm just trying to think what advanced RP, that's received pronunciation, is of the 21st century. And the trouble is that the House of Windsor is not really the best exemplar of this. People, they're the born members of it, volunteer members of the same. For instance, Her Royal Highness, the Princess of Wales. Now, Wales is a good one. Wales or Wiles, to differentiate between advanced RP and ordinary RP. The more ordinary RP, received pronunciation, is received as in received wisdom, considered to be the correct way to pronounce things. I was going to say that I don't have an accent. This is the way English is supposed to sound. I went to Eton and Oxford, as the rest of the world gets it wrong. So in point of fact, here are my cufflinks. Look at that. All right, anybody with a few bob can purchase these. Look at, there they are. Thank you, Henry the Sixth, Floriati Tona. I don't know if you can actually read the motto on them. You see the golden lion as opposed to lion on the red field, then there's obviously the fleur de lis on the blue background, then the three white lily flowers. Flowers is a very good example of it, of how to say it. The sort of Cambridge blue, and then what else can I say? Oh, you can't really focus properly to see them. Jolly good show, but methinks that that's just anachronistic. No one said that one for a frightfully long time. So frightfully is just an intensifier of one hears from the Honourable Jacob Rees-Mogg, if you're a Mugglemaniac. And then as of the tie, like that. There they go. There they go. Anybody can wear these. But I'm very much dressed down, so you won't catch me wearing them. So some vowels. What else is there? Who I can't think who else would speak of it of the junior generation because that's somewhat antiquated. So one mustn't speak an antique accent. And indeed saying one self-referentially is rather passe. His Majesty the King, King Charles, would do it. So Charles would be a good name to pronounce it like that. I'm just trying to think, what are the other markers, modifiers? Jolly is an intensifier, but I think that one's old hat as well. What else is there? Oh my goodness. Well, saying, oh my word. So that's one of the phrases that come up from time to time. Old boy, methinks that's like two generations out of date. Is there anything else? Vowels and definitely hit the T like a hammer on the anvil, what, and so on. Sorry, never pardon if you don't quite catch what somebody was saying, especially if you're taking your hounds to hunt with hounds. It would be hounds in that context. Dogs in all other contexts is perfectly acceptable. So, yeah, but sometimes they're long vowels. I can't think what the difference is. Bath, for example, path, laugh. What else would be different? Australia, Austria, going skiing in Austria. But yeah, perhaps, this is over protestation. I don't think people really speak that way anymore. Saying, I remember a chap at school, chaps and chapesses. This boy used to say, bloody unamusing. His name was Char Campbell. Charlie Campbell in plain English. What else? Want to go to the cinema or the theatre? I don't think. What else would they say? Auction. That's a good one. Auction and court as opposed to cot. Your court. What else might there be? Calling people common. But again, I haven't heard that one in a long time. But I don't mix in upper class circles now. I'm very much was a working class really now. What else about what else would they say? I'm just trying to think of the pronunciation. I hope I'm doing the pronunciation all the time. Is it the toffee nose accent? Is it somewhat nasal, this accent? What do you think? So sometimes it's better if I don't, if I just want to read a verse. Do I slip into it when I read it aloud? Anyway, the rhyme of the ancient mariner. It is an ancient mariner, and he stoppeth one of three. By thy long grey beard and glittering eye, now wherefore stopst thou me? The bridegroom's doors are opened wide, and I am next of kin. The guests are met, the feast is set, mayst hear the merry din. He holds him with his skinny hand. There was a ship, quoth he. Hold off, unhand me, greybeard loon. Eftsoons his hand dropped he. And so on and so forth. I can't think what anyone else will say. France, Germany. What were the other words that would be particularly relevant to get in their car? But car's not very noticeable. Skiing, saying bear for beer. The great gag is air, hair, lair for oh hello. It's non-rhotic, therefore not pronouncing R's unless they're word initial like Richard, George, any other names? Henry, Harry. Well, is there a hint of the R in those ones? So Porsche is almost posh, driving probably a Range Rover. Land Rover used to be abbreviated to Landy in the 90s, and they would probably like to hang around Sloane Square. What else would they say? I think they jolly well should. I know a posh woman in Oxford used to say that. Probably ladies live in the Vale or the White Horse. Horses, things like that. Going racing, hunting, riding to the hounds. These would be their enthusiasms. Not my bag. Possibly yachting, sailing, and such like. So probably speaking to the wrong person, barking up the wrong tree with me. So I can do the accent. I hope it doesn't come across as overly false. But as I say, I think it's fallen out of usage. It's people move with the times. Accents are infectious. Even her late gracious majesty, the Queen, her accent became a bit down market over the decades. She was no longer mingling with her exclusively patrician courtiers and prime ministers. So therefore, she caught to more of a middling accent because it sounded just comical. The way she would have spoken in the 1950s. My family and I often gather round the television of an evening. Clarence Hayes, isn't it like that? Or Hands. Hands with like an E rather than A for hands. What else would be different saying? London. Where else could be different? Eton, Oxford, Cambridge, but they didn't pronounce them in a particularly weird way. Eton. So unself-conscious would be it, if it's genuine. An affectation will slip. Hope that's giving you a taste of it. All right, goodbye.